is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Israel is urging Palestinian civilians to move to a safe area near Egypt as warplanes are striking Hamas targets in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military says it has attacked more than 400 Hamas targets since the ceasefire collapsed yesterday. One of the main targets is the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis. That's where Hamas leaders and fighters are believed to be hiding out in underground tunnels.
Vice President Kamala Harris is attending the COP28 climate summit in Dubai, where she outlined the Biden administration's ongoing efforts to combat global warming.
Today, I am also proud to announce a new $3 billion pledge to the Green Climate Fund, which helps developing countries invest in resilience, clean energy, and nature-based solutions.
Some 150 world leaders are attending the conference. A federal judge says Donald Trump does not have immunity from prosecution in the January 6th case. CBS's Rob LeGarry has the story.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. rejected an attempt by former President Donald Trump to dismiss the special counsel's 2020 election-related case against him. The former president argued Jack Smith's four charges should be dropped on the basis that presidents cannot be charged with a crime. But Judge Tanya Chutkan rejected that argument.
The judge said she found no legal basis for concluding that presidents cannot face criminal charges once they are no longer in office. A search is underway for what may be a serial killer targeting homeless people in Los Angeles. Police Chief Michael Moore says three people were killed in separate shootings this week in open areas of the city.
Los Angeles has encampments. We have areas that we know in Skid Row and others where we have groups of individuals that are sheltered in makeshift shelters and other coverings. These three instances were absolutely devoid of that.
Police believe the victims were killed while they were sleeping. Federal prosecutors say Derek Chauvin was stabbed in an Arizona prison 22 times. The suspect is a former leader of the Mexican Mafia gang and a one-time FBI informant. CBS News Minnesota reporter Uba Ali has more.
We spoke with Chauvin's attorney, Greg Erickson, on the phone. He says this was his biggest fear for Chauvin.
It didn't matter where he was found.
Chauvin's legal team say they are working to get him removed from that facility unless major changes are made.
Prosecutors report that the suspect said he would have killed Chauvin had correctional officers not responded so quickly. Chauvin is serving time in connection with the murder of George Floyd. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Democrats have elected Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader. Hesselbein was elected to represent Middleton in the Senate last fall after a decade of serving in the Assembly. Earlier this week, Melissa Agard stepped down as minority leader after announcing her run for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein beat Senators Kelda Royce and Jeff Smith in a vote for minority leader on Friday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says it's about voters choosing their lawmakers and not the other way around.
If we get back to the feedback mechanisms of democracy, that's the win. It's not about which party wins in 2024. I just think that's overly reductive.
Mandel spoke at a WISP politics gathering on Thursday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers offering a player a record deal. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It could be the largest contract for a prospect who's never played an inning yet in the big leagues. An 8-year deal worth $80 million guaranteed to prospect Jackson Chirio, a center fielder who batted 379 in the minors. He's only 19 years old. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament continues in the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. Wisconsin easily beat Jackson State in three sets. They advance tonight against the University of Miami. NBA, the Bucks lost last night in overtime to the Bulls. The final 120-113 in Chicago. The Bulls improved to 6-14. Milwaukee now 13-6. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks continue to struggle getting rebounds.
Rebounding is technique, is fundamentals, is turning and checking. Thought we lost sight of our man a couple times, and they just played with more energy and effort on the glass.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
39 today, under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, 33. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 38.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK, UK, 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 UK.
December 2nd, 2023. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, the unsinkable Don Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage in the Shaw. And I am joined by producer Greg Bach, filling in for Anya, who's a little under the weather this morning. We wish her well. And Greg, glad to have you here. Greg is a Waukesha native and resident, so really glad to have his knowledge and experience here on the board. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Tom?
Very well. Really glad. It's an honor to be working with you. I know you don't think that way, but I certainly do. And
all right. Thanks, man. Happy Saturday.
You'll hear Greg throughout the Civic Media stratosphere, the support he provides for As Goes Wisconsin and for Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. And again, it's great to have him here. And I want to say right away, don't forget, today is the Cookie Walk at Waukesha South Cafeteria for the Black Shirt Marching Band. And I say this now because it starts soon. I think it starts around 9, but you should get there ASAP, as they have sold out early in years past. Santa will be there as well, so be sure to bring them along to get there. Come early, come often, as they say. And then, speaking of South, our first guest this morning is Lee Montez, a lifelong resident, just like Greg, of our university city and a graduate of Waukesha South High School, who has served his alma mater for, is it over 25 years as an assistant basketball coach?
It's been 20 years.
20 years, okay. And was recently named head coach after the resignation of Bo Richter just a few months back. And welcome, Coach Montez. He is also joined by two of his senior captains, Brighton Staub and Evan Stout. Third senior captain, Charlie Morose, was unable to attend, but he is expected to practice at 8, right?
I believe so.
Sounds great. We are grateful that all three of you could be here after suffering a tough 72-46 loss to Kettle Moraine in the conference opener last night. And then you have practice at 8 at Whittier. And why is it at Whittier again?
South is having a wrestling tournament today over the field house.
Over 20 high schools, yeah.
A lot of kids.
Their own version of WrestleMania. So that's great that Whittier is available to you guys. And, hey, we're taking your calls this morning, too, 844-967-2789. And you can also text us at that number, too. So, and I encourage you. I still got a lot of texts on my phone, as you hear my phone blowing up already. So, so Coach Montez, and you played sports at Waukesha South when you were there, class of 94, is that correct?
Correct.
Sounds great. And what sports did you play when you were in high school?
I just played baseball when I was at South. But
really?
I was in the basketball program as the manager.
Okay.
Back then, I knew I wanted to coach basketball, so I started early.
That's great. Was it your dream to come back to your alma mater and be head coach?
It was a dream to be a head coach. Just to have the opportunity to do it at South makes it even better.
Sure, sure. That's true. And, you know, usually when, nothing against Coach Richter, your predecessor, but usually, you know, when a coach decides it's time to step down, it's you usually have the benefit of time. The school does, you know, hire a new coach, and then that new coach has the benefit of a few months at the very least to build the program and to start working on things. And what have you done to kind of, because you're kind of at a, it's fair to say you're kind of at a disadvantage knowing that the announcement came, I think, like in September.
Yeah, we got a late start, and so trying to get bus schedule and everything lined up.
Sure, talking to Mike more.
And then, yeah. You know, not only put a plan together with players and
sure.
a staff and stuff like that.
Sure. And how much of a resource have your senior captains been for you in terms of building the program up?
They've been really good. They've been great leaders so far. I couldn't ask anything more of them. So I've been very happy and pleased with their efforts so
sure.
far.
So in addition to, I guess you could say, you know, a late start, you also had one returning regular starter from last year's team. You lost two All-State guards. And so really kind of starting behind the eight ball, if you will, what has been your plan to kind of move forward, to move the needle, if you will?
It's a slow process here. I think the kids are trying to feel me out. I'm trying to figure out what's our best option right now and
sure.
our best route to be successful this year.
Sure. So, and your black shirts are 1-2, had a very impressive opening win last Friday against Pulaski. Had a tough loss on Tuesday to New Berlin West, where you're actually leading at halftime. And New Berlin West just, they opened up a new gear in the second half and almost like kind of didn't look back. But, and then of course, you know, Kettle Moraine last night.
Correct. Yeah. Like I said, it's going to be a slow process, and we're all trying to learn different roles, and, you know, we'll get there.
Sounds great. Yeah. What would you like? I mean, obviously you coached with Coach Richter for many years, and I believe his predecessor. And one thing I noticed right away, it's different, is that you've gone pretty deep into your bench. You know, a lot of guys are getting some time, a lot of younger players too. Whereas like Coach Richter would maybe go 7 at the most, sometimes 8.
Yeah. I think we have enough guys that can compete, and, you know, if it's not their night, you know,
sure.
we have options.
Sure.
So I don't know if it's going to be like that the whole year,
right.
but as of right now, that's how we're going.
Sure. Sure. And I know with our seniors, Brighton and Evan here, this is your first, it's not your first rodeo with Coach Montez, because you've worked with him before when he was an assistant coach. How do you feel the adjustment's been? First, you, Brighton, get right up there on the mic, my man.
I think probably offense minded, we're just so much better, and like he knows his stuff. So stats, strategic wise, we all rely on him, and that's I think a big part of how we're playing this season.
Sounds good. How about you, Evan?
I don't feel like it's a huge adjustment, just because we've been with Coach Montez for all 4 years. We've known him. It's just like a. It was a good thing that he was our head coach, just because I feel like everybody can rely on him and just trust him already without having to get a new offense set in. We have some new stuff, but everybody's kind of adjusting really well.
Sounds good, yeah. And also, again, it's your first role as a head coach, but not your first rodeo with the South basketball program. And it's important to mention that I guess it's 2 seasons ago, South won the Classic 8 after losing 60 straight conference games in previous seasons, and were one game away from going to state. And in that year, Coach Montez was named Classic 8 Assistant Coach of the Year, which it's a big honor, in my opinion.
Yeah, and, you know, it just wasn't about me. We had some some great kids, some really good talent. And, you know, we figured it out and put it all together.
I was
just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, one aspect of the program's big turnaround that got a lot of attention in the news was that the team was using a sports psychologist. Do you still have that in your arsenal of tools?
Well, we used Dr. Matt those years. Unfortunately, now Dr. Matt has moved to, I believe, Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I have been looking for a replacement to help us.
So you hear that, Greg? If you know any good sports psychologist, Waukesha South has an opening.
I could talk to them if they want. You know, what's up? You know,
yeah.
Shoot the ball. I got you.
Greg would be great.
I'd be amazing.
He would. So Greg's a CMH grad, but I think has some affinity for South as well. Being a South,
I love all the Waukesha kids. They're all wonderful.
Yep.
I'm too old to know any of them now, and I sleep a lot, so I wish them good luck.
Love it. I love it. So, Coach Montez, is there a college basketball coach that you would consider a role model or someone you look up to or maybe pattern yourself after?
I don't think that there's like one coach that I want to pattern myself after. I do admire like some aspects of each coach, and you try to take a little bit from them and implement it in your program. So
sure. And what about, is there a brand you'd like to establish that's like the Montez brand or signature on the South program?
I don't think so. I want us to be really good at fundamentals. I want us to compete every day, just not during games. I want us to compete at practice and just keep working hard.
Sure. I like that. What about in terms of your experience in high school? Like what, I said, I know you had you got to work with Coach Richter for many years. Were there other coaches that you had the pleasure of working with that you learned some things from?
Yeah. Well, I started coaching at Waukesha West with Dave Schultz and then Todd Pizzora after Dave. And then when I came to South, it was Billy Swartz and then Bo Richter.
Sure.
But I've been coached by, you know, Bill Swartz Sr., Mark Christensen.
Sure.
So I've had some Hall of Fame coaches that I've coached under and worked for. So
that's great. And I'm glad you mentioned Billy Schwartz, because on December 16th, Billy Schwartz and his younger brother, Julian, are my guests. And I believe is December 19th is Julian Schwartz night. Is that the date we set aside?
I think it is. I think it's a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
We host West. So
neat. So, and Billy's been on the show before. He's the varsity soccer coach and done a terrific job there. And Julian, I believe it was class of 99, is considered perhaps the greatest basketball player in South history, or one of them for sure, and was on that Wisconsin Final Four team, finished his career at Cornell, and then has had a really promising collegiate coaching career, having been at Georgia Tech. But more on that when we come back from these important messages. Going to talk to our captains, Brighton and Evan, a little bit more, as well as learn more about first-year head coach Lee Montez. And don't forget, Mayor Sean Riley is my guest in the next segment here. So lots to unpack here on this beautiful morning in the Shaw as the holiday season begins. Do not go away.
Street arcade where the poor children play, gathering up charity to help them make their day. For me, I was once their age, once I was young, but I know I had my family to fall back on. Give it up.
This is the Shaw WAUK. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, we're back. Listening to Walk the Shaw. I'm your host, Don Brown, and you're listening to If I Should Fall From Grace With God by the Pogues, one of Evan's favorite songs when he was a little boy. Evan Stout, by the way, senior captain, is also my son, full disclosure. And Evan used to call that song Go Boys, because it's mentioned in the chorus, and so we still refer to that. But you'll be hearing a lot of Pogues on my show this morning, maybe throughout the holiday season after it was announced on Thursday that Shane McGowan, the front man and musical genius of the Pogues, had passed away, and still dealing with it. It's very much like a death in the family. And his music had a huge impact on me and a lot of other Irish Americans and just, you know, lovers of music, especially combining traditional Irish music with modern rock and even new wave and kind of punk rock that Shane McGowan was part of. So, very much alive in my heart here, but I'm here with, again, I mentioned the captains of the basketball team, Evan Stout and Brighton Staub. Charlie Morose cannot be with us, and of course head coach Lee Montez. And wanted to talk to the captains here for a little bit. What's the role you guys have in helping with running the practices, or again being senior leaders? What do you perceive your roles to be? Talking to the mic, gentlemen.
It's just kind of an easier role, just because we've known these guys for so long, like just playing with Brighton and Charlie for so long since seventh grade, and just knowing like guys like Giovanni Pereira and Zayas DeWalt, just knowing those guys, it's kind of easy to run around practice because it's really competitive, but it's really nice to know that like at the end of the day we're all family, and then so it's really good to just get after it in practice. Just we get on everybody, but everybody knows it's just all love from everybody, so just making sure practices stay competitive, stay on task and everything like that.
Sounds good. How about you, Brighton? What do you perceive your role to be as a senior captain?
I think my role is just to keep everybody's heads up, try and keep like a good attitude during practice, during games. When something doesn't go right, I'm there, pick someone up, help, give advice, and that's all.
Sounds good. And what was I gonna say? Yeah, and you know, again, we're bummed that we're missing Charlie, and we know Evan's committing to UW-Eau Claire for football, and Brighton is committed, or at least they both have signed letters of intent, and Brighton assigned his with Carroll University for baseball. And Evan's a three-sport athlete. Brighton's a two-sport athlete. How does do you view your work in each sport as good cross-training?
Yeah, I feel like every sport just kind of goes into each other. Basketball is for sure like a huge conditioning point. I feel like I have to like that's a sport that I know going into it that I'm gonna probably be the most sore in my legs, everything like that. Everything just goes into each other because everything that you do just athletically has to go into every sport, I feel like.
Sounds good. How about you, Brighton?
Being a pitcher and with all the basketball conditioning, that's really going to help come spring season. And it just helps with my legs, create my legs stronger for when I do have to pitch. And it's like legs day for 4 months straight.
Neat. So now back to Coach Montez, you know, one of the highlights, of last night's game was a gigantic presence of young fans, very small fans in black shirt uniforms, and it was youth night. And it was really neat to see the varsity team welcoming the different youth teams out before the game. And then there was a great great halftime performance. It was like a rock concert cheering on the young kids. And that's got to make you feel pretty encouraged. No one, and I know Coach Richter has now moved, kind of devoted his efforts towards developing the youth program. How's that make you feel knowing that you got a lot of talent to look forward to reviewing in the future, to developing, I should say?
It's exciting. You know, our youth program is our future going forward. So we want to donate and put as much time as we can into our youth, and hopefully they can develop and, you know, become great black shirts in the future.
Sure. Now there's like, the halftime game, I believe, was second grade against third grade.
And, correct.
Yeah. And how do you develop those guys when a lot of them, I think, you know, can't even get the ball over the basket with the kind of the strength they have at that age.
Right.
Or maybe they can, but
they got to get in close. And, but yeah, it's more of, you know, teaching jump stops there and passing and, you know, correct form. You know, once they get old enough and they get taller and they get stronger, you know, they'll be able to get the ball up over the,
neat,
over the rim.
Sure. Are you teaching them the mic and drills?
I assume we will get there at some point. So I think at second and third grade, it's probably trying to keep their attention.
Sure.
That was more than anything.
That was my one grievance about the Kettle Moraine team, is they did a great job of scoring, but you had guys scoring from the left side using the right hand, like on layups and whatnot. And I'm like, they're not doing their mic controls over there.
I can't speak for, you know, Coach Rickert and what they do.
And he's a
first
year coach too, so that had to be interesting, right?
He's a first year head coach at KM. He's coached before at, I think, St. John's Military Academy.
Okay, sure.
Is where he started. So
sounds great. Well, in the 3 minutes we have before the next break, I want to switch gears towards the Carroll Minute. And we're staying on basketball, though. The Pioneer women's basketball team has had a great week. They won their second game in a row on Wednesday night, beating rivals North Central 92-62. That was their conference opener at Van Mail Fieldhouse. Sophomore Natalie Grisius led all Pios with 18 points, followed by 15 points from sophomore Emily Wisner and 14 points from junior Olivia Rangel. Pios moved to 5-2, and we broadcasted last Saturday's victory at Van Mail over Ripon College 69-54 when Rangel scored 28 points and Grisius netted 13. And both the men's and women's teams play a doubleheader today at CCIW opponent Illinois Wesleyan. And then we'll be broadcasting next week's game, doubleheader, when the Pio men's and women's teams play at 2 and 4:15 on the 9th. So, and then also on the 9th, my guess is Gina Nordrum, a family and consumer ed teacher at Waukesha South, who heads the SALT program. What's SALT? It's not Strategic Arms and Limitations Treaty, like for any of us Cold War people that remember. It's Student Athlete Leadership Training, and she'll also be bringing a couple students, as Coach Montez here, so be sure to tune into that. So in the minute we have before the next break too, what's your practice ritual like on Saturdays?
Well, we're just trying to get better every day. So Coach Hurtado and I kind of came up with a plan for today, and you know, we're gonna go out and work hard today and
sounds good.
Try to get better.
A lot of running?
No. I'm not a firm believer in, you know, punishment. You know, we didn't play well last night at times, but,
sure,
you know, running's not going to solve anything.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I didn't mean in terms of punishment, but just conditioning. That is probably a decent amount of it in your routine, I'd imagine.
I think we work hard enough in drills. Yeah, we'll condition maybe a couple times a week, but,
Good. Good. After these important messages, more with Coach Montez and captains Brighton Staub, Evan Stout, before they head over to their 8 o'clock practice as This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away. We'll be right back.
Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israel has resumed bombardment of Gaza. Israeli government spokesman Alon Levy blames Hamas.
Hamas decided to terminate the pause by failing to release all the kidnapped women as it was obligated to do so, and kidnapped children, and by resuming rocket fire.
The UN climate summit is underway in Dubai. Ali Rosenbluth is with Oil Change International.
Demand for fossil fuels in the United States is actually decreasing, but extraction is rising because we are allowing these exports and these petrochemicals to continue.
Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney is sounding the alarm about Republicans in Congress appeasing former President Donald Trump.
One of the things that we see happening today is a sort of a sleepwalking into a dictatorship in the United States.
Cheney's full interview will be on CBS News Sunday morning. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is stepping down. Milwaukee Public Schools cut ties with Gerard Randall's Milwaukee Education Partnership 2 weeks ago. School board members say it isn't clear exactly what the nonprofit did with the school district's money. It also appears Randall lied about prominent people in Wisconsin serving on his leadership team. The city of Wausau is filing a lawsuit against 15 manufacturers of PFAS Forever chemicals. The lawsuit also names 61 major insurance companies that insured the manufacturers. Wausau has some of the worst PFAS contamination in the entire state, with the chemical found in all of the city's drinking water wells. Wausau officials say they hope to recoup some of the millions of dollars they've spent so far to provide safe drinking water and to try and clean up their water wells. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 39 today, under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, 33. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Blowout Smoke by the Pogues, one of my favorite songs. Well, they're all like my favorite songs, but again, remembering Shane McGowan this sad week. Hey, also too, December 2nd is actually, it's also the fourth anniversary of, we had some school shooting threats at South and at North that were thwarted, thank God. And it's amazing that's become a memory like a long time ago, especially after what we had gone through with the Christmas parade. But there are other, you know, we're much more fortunate than other schools like Sandy Hook. I know that anniversary is coming up. And then Centennial in Denver, where my niece was a sophomore when all that went down. We keep those families, those children, those survivors in our heart. Again, Sandy Hook, we know there were several young children that were killed. And then also at Centennial, I know there was at least one. And and thank God for our student resource officer program. It's always great when you see Officer Josh there at the basketball games. And I think he had a couple assistants with him too. And so for a big crowd like that, it certainly is comforting. And knowing the relationships these officers have with the young people, with the students, is incredible.
It is great. And I know Officer Josh is getting close to his tenure. He's only got a couple more weeks at South, and then we will have a new SRO. So,
oh, wow. I didn't know that. So we'll have to get him on the show. But Coach Montez, in this age of like youth sports overkill, I mean, it's $17 billion industry now. And a lot of rec programs have been gone by the wayside, you know, where that could, a lot of families could afford to play, have gone by the wayside of these really expensive club sports. And you have a lot of dad coaches. And as a new coach, how do you rise above the politics and the pressures that come from the parent base?
You know, I'm still trying to learn that. I've only had the job here for, you know, less than 2 months. So my focus has been, you know, trying to get the varsity ready, the high school program ready.
Sure.
So I haven't had much to do with that yet.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of hoping that, you know, we give each kid an equal opportunity and, you know, sure, they want to be at South and, you know, make our youth program a memorable experience. So they want to be at South and continue at South.
There's a famous saying from legendary college football coach Duffy Doherty from my alma mater, Michigan State: the alumni are with you, win or tie. And it sounded like today you could say the parents are with you, win or tie. And as long as my kid gets the most playing time, do you have a process for how you deal with some of those, parental pressures?
We talked a little bit about that in our parent meeting, and, you know, it's not going to be easy. And I've tried to teach my kids at home that, you know, life isn't fair. You can be really, really good, but there might be someone ahead of you.
And sure. It's always going to be someone better than you.
Correct. And that's how, you know, that's how life's going to go. And, you know, I think the sooner kids learn that,
sure,
the better off they're going to be in life.
Sure. How do you steer the focus towards building a team concept, you know, away from that, again, that maybe that parental pressure, maybe some of these young athletes with stars in their eyes?
I've leaned on, you know, the captains here. You know, like you said, Charlie's not here, but Evan and Brighton. And I've kind of like, I told them when we met that, you know, this is their team, you know, and, you know, I'm just a part of it. I'll kind of push them and steer them in the right direction, but this is their team. And, you know, you guys got to be a part of dealing with, you know, the ups and downs of a season and being leaders and captains. That's part of your role.
And keeping that even emotional temperament then.
Correct.
That's good. As well as it's gotta be fun too.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it. I'm tired. You know, I don't get a lot of sleep, but this is what I always wanted to do, is be a head coach. So, you know, here you go. This is what it takes. So
sure. Absolutely. What do you like to do when you're not coaching and thinking basketball?
My family's a big baseball family. I grew up playing baseball. My brother's the head coach at Waukesha West.
That's right. We're talking about that. You guys still talk to each other though, right?
We do. We do. But my kids play baseball. They play travel ball. So we're in the summer, we're traveling a lot. And, you know, as a family, we enjoy going to different major league ballparks. We try to catch the Brewers when we're like out of town and, you know, at a different park, but.
Oh, neat.
But yeah, sometimes we'll just go to a game just cause we're in town. So.
Sure. That's great. What major league parks have you been to already?
My wife and I have been to San Francisco. The boys have not. But as a family, we've been to Coors Field in Denver. We've been to Target Field in Minnesota. We've been both Chicago, White Sox, and Wrigley. Obviously, American Family Field, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Boston.
Oh. Sorry for the hiccup. Mayor Sean Riley just entered the building, and so I'm glad that he gets to meet Coach Montez and our future leaders here, Brighton and Evan. Mayor Riley will be our guest in the second segment. I can call him Sean because we're friends, and I was on the council, and we've called each other worse things than that. But
I've met Mayor Riley before. After I think it was 2 years ago,
you got proclamation.
We got the proclamation, all got to meet him. And
there was a very proactive alderman for the first district that made that happen. So I'm really glad that.
Yeah, we'll have to meet that guy someday.
That's it. Yeah. So, but it's neat because the mock trial team has gotten two proclamations. So, and I think some other great clubs. And I know I'm working on one for the Fusion volleyball team. It's had an amazing year. So, but really glad to have Mayor Riley on deck. So we might be able to get him on sooner since you guys have a practice to get to. But, we've got about 5 minutes, Greg, before the next break.
Let's see here. We got about 7 minutes.
Oh, we got plenty of time. Great. All right.
So, I know what I tell time. I can do it. Yeah. I read things.
Hey, we're taking your calls here, 844-967-2789, or you can text the messages in for Coach Montez. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that might still be sleeping in because, you know, we actually went to a Christmas party after the game. One of our softball families has Christmas party in honor of they have a sister that had passed away from cancer as a younger child, and on her birthday every year they do like a gift wrapping kind of party. It's really neat, and so it's really fun to be a part of that. And so, but I didn't stay out too late. I had the family has a Swedish roots, and they make this wonderful glögg, great holiday punch for you grown-ups, that is. So you guys have to wait a couple years, Evan. So Tuesday you have East Troy, a non-conference opponent, and then Friday you'll be at North, Crosstown Rivals, where I think you guys have won like maybe 8 straight games against North. So any plans of attack or expectations or scouting or
I've put some film up on our Huddle account. I haven't really gotten too far to North yet, but no pressure. You know, I can't remember how many we have in a row, but we're just hoping and looking to add one more to it. So
sure, sounds good. And then how many players do you have in the varsity lineup right now?
We have full set. We have 15 guys right now, so
that's a nice size.
It is, you know, with injuries and other things that you can't see.
Sure.
You know, it's always nice to have more at the beginning. And
yeah. Then, yeah. You know, we did have Morgan Schwartz was injured in the New Berlin West game. Talked to his dad, Billy, and, you know, fortunately it's not a fracture, but there will be a process for his recovery. And
we're hoping, I was at the hospital with Morgan and Billy, and we saw the x-ray. Doctor came in and said it was negative, and so we're just hoping it's a sprain, and he'll be back hopefully, you know, Christmas time. So
sounds great. And what I know you get a lot of support from Caitlin Weber and the Children's Wisconsin team that supports South. And what are some measures that you do to do your best to avoid injuries as part of your routine?
Yeah, I think I kind of let Caitlin, you know, kind of be the eyes and ears. You know, she hears the kids coming in, you know, saying, you know, this is hurting, this is hurting. And, you know, I always value her opinion when it comes to the kids. So,
okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Now, going back to Evan and Brighton here, because like I said, you guys are I know you, Coach Montez being a huge baseball fan and you guys both playing baseball, what do you do to stay focused on basketball?
Like year round or just during the
season? Just right now during the season.
During the season, it's kind of easy. You're there after school every single day, just kind of focused on basketball. I'd say one thing is just kind of the sticking with your teammates the entire time. Like, those are your teammates right now. I feel like I always just get really close to my teammates during the season and everything like that. We're always close outside, like, the season, but definitely during the season, you got to get close with your teammates. You got to stay in and stay focused. So it's kind of a good way just with people.
Sounds good. And how about you, Brighton? Talking to the mic now, real close. Pretend like you're talking to your catcher during a timeout here. He's coming to the mound. You're having a pretty...
Obviously, just being close with teammates, watching film a lot, that's always a key way I keep, like, stay on basketball. And then obviously just putting in work outside of practice, like on my days off, just getting better at the sport in the season.
Sounds great. So, and you know, I played on some teams and things can get chippy in practice sometimes, even during games. Like, how do you guys best communicate? Say you have a grievance against coach or a grievance against another teammate. How do you guys, you know, best handle that?
Between teammates, it's pretty easy. We just all know, leave it on the court. Something happens, just leave it there. I'd say we have that sometimes just because of how competitive practices are. So you're always going to have that. You want that just because it's more competitive. You want people to want it. So I feel like it's really good. Stuff with coaches, you know how to handle that. You just talk to the coach yourself. Coach Montez is really good at just being straight up with you right when you go to him. So that's one of the best parts about Coach Montez and having him here. So I feel like it's pretty easy that way.
Sounds great. So we have 2 minutes, and then we got to let you guys get to practice. What is it you want Waukesha to know about the South team in the Lee Montez era that we haven't talked about yet?
I think it's more of about the kids and the program. I want, you know, like the future black shirts to know that, you know, we're going to work hard and we're looking forward to the day you can put on the South jersey and just, you know, let's have a great time and build memories as we go.
Sounds great. How about you guys? Anything real quick for Shaw Nation to know about the Blackshirt Hoops team?
This year we are a younger team, and with us seniors, captains, Evan, Charlie, me, we are the stepping stones to the youth, and we want to make it known that when they're up at this level, they can do what we can do.
So you're raising the bar. That's great. So, well, terrific. So, when we come back after these important messages, Mayor Sean Rye, who's come here early, will be stepping in, taking over for Coach Lee Montez and for Brighton Staub and Evan Stout. I'm really glad you three could join us. Have a great practice this morning. Best of luck with the rest of the season. And you're always welcome back here on This Week in Waukesha. And don't forget, my guest next week is Gina Nordrum and the Student Athlete Leadership Training Program. So more to come as Mayor Sean Riley joins us next here on This Week in Waukesha. Do not go away.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
There's a new attitude surrounding Carroll University basketball this year as Taylor Jansen leads the men through his first full season as head coach. The Pioneers are celebrating all the wins, and you can catch all the action of every home game right here. Don't miss a moment as Don Brown takes you from tip-off through all the game excitement on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, K, K.
Last time I saw you was down at the Greeks. There was whiskey and some million tears on our cheeks.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown. And that's right, you're going to hear a lot of Pogues this show and in shows throughout the holidays here as we remember fondly Shane McGowan, one of my favorite musicians, and possibly a favorite musician of my next guest. Our first Irish Catholic mayor in Waukesha history, is that correct, or am I off? Did I miss the boat on that?
I have no idea.
I think it is. So, but well, Mayor Sean Riley, welcome.
So, thank you very much. Yeah. Good morning.
And are you a Shane McGowan and Pogues fan? I think you are.
Yeah, I am. I wore my Guinness shirt. I saw him in 1999 in the Chicago Speedway at the Guinness Fla.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Was it the racetrack or the...
I think it was... It was a park.
Oh, race. That's right. The year before, it was at the old racetrack.
98. It was 98 and 99. I'm not sure which one I went to. Yeah. I went to one of them. Shane played at both.
And was Sinead O'Connor there, too? Shane O'Connor, John Lee Hooker, Tracy Chapman, Wilco with Billy Bragg.
I think that's 98.
That's the one I was at.
Okay, I was one. I believe I was the year after.
The year after, it's at the racetrack.
Shane McGowan. Yeah.
And the Popes.
Yeah. Well, like him, my memory of it may be a little fuzzy.
Yeah, no doubt. So, but Mayor, we're glad you're here early filling in so Coach Montez and the boys could make the practice on time, and I'm glad you got to meet. Now, I'm also glad that he goes, oh, yeah, I met Mayor Riley at the proclamation that we put together when I was on the council, and that was for the Classic 8 championship that the basketball team had won a couple years ago. Same year Coach Montez was named Assistant Coach of the Year, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, yep. But we got a big event tomorrow, the 60th Annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I got my I Know Santa hat.
I saw that. Yeah.
So
we're not streaming, so we don't have the video, but I think we got it for the picture anyway that we took with Coach Montez.
Okay. Yeah. So I was wearing it last night at the tree lighting too.
That's what I want to add. How was it? I missed the tree lighting because I was covering the basketball game, but how did that go?
It was nice. I mean, I was very worried about the weather to begin with, but it turned out okay.
It really turned out nice, yeah.
I was afraid of solid rain. Instead, it was wet snow.
I was working during the afternoon, or at home, working at home, and I was up pretty early. In the end, the afternoon started raining. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be terrible. I hope it's not like this for the parade. And then as I was driving to go get my gear for the basketball game, like the snow was coming. It was beautiful. It's like that's the kind of snowfall you want.
Yeah, we had, so the lights work so much better when there's snow behind them, too.
Right.
So we had a little bit of snow. The crowd was not as big as last year, but a good-sized crowd. We did the caroling down Main Street and through Fremont Alley, and then lit the lights on the riverfront. If you haven't gone by Friedman Alley yet, take a drive by there at night. It looks really cool.
I saw the signage during the day, and that looked pretty impressive, so I'll have to get there at night.
I was surprised when I saw it. I was like, I wasn't, it had been described to me and I really didn't think, that'll be nice. I was impressed.
Sure. Yeah. And what was also impressive too was, you were essentially the master of ceremonies when we had the second anniversary of the parade attack and the dedication of the new memorial, which looks fantastic there. And, you'd said something that was really profound to me, that you were really glad for this turnout because it meant so much for the families of the victims as well as a lot of the survivors, that it is a very much a healing process that continues to the present day.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's the community experience of death as almost the way where, you know, if you had a parent pass away or something like that, I come from a really big family. All of us reacted differently.
Sure.
You know, some internalized their grief, some were out with it. But it also is something that it's not like it ends. It kind of keeps on going.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're always sad. It means that, you know, it can kind of hit you from a different direction.
Sure.
And years later, as a community, we were all traumatized. And so the healing for that takes time.
Sure.
And people are going to do it differently. And
You know, and it meant a lot that Governor Evers came to speak. And then Senator Tammy Baldwin, I believe our congressman was there as well.
Yep. Congressman Fitzgerald was there also. So, you know, we didn't want to open it up to a bunch of speakers because you want to have these things be timely.
Yes.
You don't want them to last an hour, you know, half an hour.
And not necessarily, you know, highlight reels for the legislators or the political leaders, but some, you know, for the people that, you want this to be still very kind of a serious, sober, special moment.
Correct. And when the governor is there, as the, you know, he's as a representative of the state of Wisconsin,
right.
It was an easy choice for me to say,
sure.
The governor gets to speak, you know, and then we'll have the people on the ground, our police chief, fire chief, chaplain.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but, the two ladies who spoke were
that was
beautiful.
Sherry Sparks. And I forget the daughter's name.
Tomorrow.
Jane Kulik's daughter. Yeah. And so, that was very well spoken. And, to share that pain too, that's still very real for them.
Yeah. And they did such a great job.
They really did. And I was also impressed, you know, Chief Thompson was on my show, I believe the week before. And, he did a great job. And then, Fire Chief Steve Howard. Yeah, I really liked what he had to say because he highlighted that it's still very difficult for a lot of people to come to downtown that witnessed all of that.
Yeah, he said he struggled over his speech, which we all do to do that, you know.
Sure, absolutely. So, but it's not, you know, in our planning, because we're doing the pre-parade broadcast at 3 o'clock tomorrow, that in kind of the team meetings, like, let's not, you know, emphasize the tragedy so much, but at the same time it's become a part of us. And then the idea of the parade is it's a sign of our resilience and an expression of the holiday spirit, and we continue to move forward while also keeping victims and survivors in our hearts.
You know, a good example of that is the Dancing Grannies.
Yes.
You know, they kept on dancing. Mm-hmm. And they were so impacted by the parade tragedy.
Yes. Mayor, I forgot. This is I have a special producer this morning. My regular producer is out sick, but Greg Bach is a fellow CMH alumnus.
Oh, nice. So
Mayor
Sean
Riley, Greg?
96.
Okay. So. I was a little before you. 79.
79. Yeah.
I looked it up, actually. You got there 1 year after Coach Bill Young got there, and he's still there.
He's still there. Ridiculous.
I was in freshman football for a short period of time. They didn't cut me, but I had tendonitis in both ankles, and Coach Young his history and his winning record is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
He was a really tough coach in the beginning years, but I still respect him for it.
Good man.
When we come back from the break, I've got a great story about Coach Young that the two of you will appreciate, as well as more about the big parade tomorrow and other holiday happenings with Mayor Sean Riley when This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
With the laugh and it's useless to fall by the rusty tin can and all the people.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.